The Daily Dose for February 10th. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the testimony, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. Exodus 31:18. I know that so much of today's reading in Exodus seems irrelevant to modern life with Christ, even if the story has some interesting facets. So we have to go up a little on the ladder of abstraction to find its touch points to life. The regulations and plans for the tabernacle and its ministers, Aaron and sons, and so on, were all a reflection of the first three commandments inscribed by the finger of God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make any idols. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The way the tabernacle was to be made, the way services were to be conducted at its altars, and the way those who ministered before the Lord and the people were to be outfitted was God's way of saying, this is how I expect to be worshipped and how our relationship is to be kept solid and fruitful. You may not approach me according to your own fancies or with sloppiness, but come with dignity, awe, sorrow over your sins, delight in my mercy, and gratitude for your high privilege as my people. Is that not what Jesus meant when he said, the time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth? For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. Worship has never been about buildings or locations or dress or ritual, but the condition of the heart. Though public worship with other believers is sweet and good to do, and we're commanded not to neglect it, Hebrews 10:25, public worship with a sloppy or rebellious heart only invites disaster. As we are urged in Hebrews, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Thanks for joining me on the Daily Dose. We'll be back tomorrow.